Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today via phone is Denny Hartford with Vital Signs Ministry. Yesterday, we started the conversation about their sidewalk counseling, providing a winsome alternative voice at Planned Parenthood. But today, I want you, Denny, to share about your prayer presence. I know at least twice a month, you go to the abortion clinic in Omaha and just pray. Denny, welcome again today.
Well, thanks, Karen. You know, prayer is really critical to everything that we do as a Christian activist. And so we're praying, of course, even when we're there sidewalk counseling. But we also gather a number of people together to pray whenever we can get out there. So, for instance, we will go every other Saturday morning. So we ask them to come and pray. And as I mentioned yesterday, part of that is to provide motivation for the rest of our pro-life activity. Once you're there at the abortion clinic, you're reminded of how serious, how heinous a crime this is that's going on in our culture. It motivates you to do all the other kinds of things, for instance, the political activism and education that Nebraska Family Alliance is doing. So I think it demonstrates to the world that the church has not yet shrugged its shoulders on this, but we're actively pursuing godliness in the culture.
Denny, I so value your commitment to pray. You know, it is the call to the church to be present. And where we must start is in the attitude of prayer. Have you ever seen God answer some of your prayers?
I know we'll see a lot more on the other side. But yeah, God has been tremendous in giving us grace and giving us peace and strengthening us, protecting us, and in making breakthroughs, even to persuade people to leave the doors of the abortion clinic at the very moment that otherwise they're going inside to have their child destroyed. So God is very, very faithful. The church needs to be praying, however, a lot more intensely and a lot more frequently.
Denny, thank you for being on the Daily Spotlight. We're going to continue the conversation tomorrow and discuss the pro-life movement and the advancements that you have witnessed in the past 40 years. God bless you.
Thank you, Karen.